Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day this morning is about Temptations.
Like my girl, my girl.
No,
my girl.
Not like the old group.
Talking about, oh,
my
different,
girl.
Different
no.
Temptations.
Different Temptations.
Got it.
I want to know what Temptations you cannot resist.
Oh, you want the list or just one?
Sure. I mean, how many are there, I guess, would be my first question.
Well, man, honestly, my strongest temptation.
Yeah.
Right now.
You always give in to it.
Golf.
Oh,
golf.
Good.
I golfed 3 days in a row last week.
That's amazing.
I'm about to golf today, hopefully.
You're a golfer now.
I'm a golfer,
but you're back in it now.
Oh, I'm in it. I'm like strong swing in it.
I'm so happy for you that you found a hobby you enjoy.
I'm feeling consistent,
it's great
too.
For people, and then you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, good and bad, because it's like, dang, am I golfing too much?
Well, I want to golf, but that's a topic for another day. Not every day like you, though. I'm like a dip in and out kind of golfer.
You're casual.
I'd like it as a side hobby, there not an go. Everyday hobby like you, DZ.
I'm trying to go pro, and Aaron said I got 5 years to do it.
Oh.
So I'm trying.
That's the deadline, or Aaron leaves, or what?
No, she's like, and then you got to give it up. Like, if you don't go pro in 5 years playing golf, then you got to just play leisurely, my
At
boy.
At least she gave you 5 years. She gave you some time.
I guess. Thank you.
I mean.
Appreciate it. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what temptations I cannot resist. I'm not going to say anything inappropriate.
Obviously. Because I was going to say, there's plenty of temptations.
There's plenty of
the world is
that
full
I
of
would,
them.
That I would be. I think I've been pretty strong with my temptations lately. I'm good with food.
Mm.
I'm good with men.
Aha.
I'm good with my children.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh.
The freedom of the temptation to get my kid to leave me the hell alone.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
I spun that into me giving in so my kids will be on their way.
So, yeah. Got it.
Staying strong with children.
Staying strong.
Not my strong suit these days.
Give them what they want.
Mom, can I have this?
Fine. Take it.
No. Fine.
Fine.
Hudson said to me the other day, can we go see Garfield? I said, maybe. He goes, well, maybe means yes with you, Mom.
Got you pegged. They said, yeah, we going.
It means I'm giving it eventually. I just not right now.
They looked at each other and said, give it 2 hours. We'll be on the way.
Just keep asking.
Let's go take a nap real quick.
What temptations can you not resist? That's what we're going to ask everybody today. 414-533-1037. Let me open up the text line, too, and see what people are going to say, because I'm curious to see where they're going to go and how much they're going to admit.
Temptations are vast. How much are you willing to tell us?
Just be honest.
For real.
Come on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
How could I forget Diet Coke? You know why? I haven't had enough coffee yet.
You ain't know it.
I'm tired.
This is why we need to wake your brain up. Because I was like, really? You going to leave the golden nugget that you just can't resist daily, minutely, hourly?
And every day I carry these everywhere I go. Water and Diet Coke. Everywhere I go, I have 2 cups.
I was going to go,
what the hell? Now I'm not even saying Diet Coke.
I guess you really are resisting those temptations. But no, okay. Okay, finally, we've awoken.
The question of the day. We're awake now. It's Diet Coke. Jamila is in Johnson Creek, and we're talking about temptations you can't resist. Jamila, good morning. Morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. What's the temptation you can't resist?
It's dancing. That beat drops, and that's it. The booty starts popping.
Jamila said, "I can't stop but twerk."
You know what's funny? I'm the same without realizing it. I went out to dinner with my sister. We were all at Hibachi in California, and I look over, and she's eating and dancing. You ever see anybody do that where she's like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes. The music was so loud, and I look over, and I'm like, we're dancers. This family dances. Like, we get down.
And then the food hits, too, so then you're doing the happy food dance at the same time with some music.
But she was full-on swaying back and forth while eating. Mm.
That's a good one.
And I get down to a good salsa. I mean, that music just... Nope, get the blood going.
Whoever, Marty. Hey.
I like it. Jamila, thanks for calling from Johnson Creek. I'll be out to the Croc store in no time. The kids keep requesting it.
We'll see you soon.
Bye,
Jamila.
I'll even stop at the pine cone for the fun of it.
Ah, why not?
Why not stop at the pine cone?
But you better be dancing.
You're right. I will. Lisa's in West Allis this morning. Our girl, our PI. Lisa. Yep. Mm-hmm. Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning.
Taking more drinks of my Diet Coke, waking that brain up.
Getting that temptation in.
Good morning. Lisa, what's your temptation you can't resist?
Well, Starbucks.
Ah, the coffee.
I cannot resist some green tea with strawberry acai from Starbucks.
Oh, excuse me, not so the green tea.
She was so specific.
Very specific. Gave us the order in case anybody wants to grab her one.
She said, check-ity mark. check mark.
Just let me know which one you ordered. I'll go get it.
I enjoy my coffee in the morning. Do you drink it all day, Lisa?
I do, and I don't drink coffee. All I drink is like this green tea with strawberry acai, water, and milk.
So how many do you get a day?
That's a good question.
Oh. She didn't want to answer. Oh. She said, radio sign. Oh, crazy.
Oh. Okay.
What is going on with our phones today? Can you hear us okay, Lisa?
I can hear you, okay. Yes.
Said, how many, better? How many do you drink a day since you're out and about? You the PI.
Like 1 to 1.5.
Oh, that's nothing.
That means 3.
I have 4 cups of coffee at work and then maybe more later if I feel like it.
If you need it.
She said 1.5 cups of tea. You're fine.
Okay, you know she drinks that other half.
it's a Trento, though. It's 30 ounces.
She said I go for the extra large.
So she's drinking 5. Got it.
I'm not going to lie. I drink as well.
Get out of here.
Bye, Lisa. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Let me go to our text here and see what everybody's saying. And while I'm doing that, let's pull up our boy in Hartford this morning. You know who's on the phone, Mike. I mean, Babe. Sorry. We call him what his wife calls him. Hi, Babe.
Good morning, Babe. Good morning, babe. It's been a while.
How's it going? I know. I haven't talked to you since I missed your kid's birthday party.
Oh,
yeah. It's okay.
Anyway, temptations, Mike.
Ironically, it's anytime Eileen wants to play nail salon or beauty salon.
Oh, daddy got to be the client.
Yep. Daddy lets her paint his nails, paint my toenails. She put makeup on my face this weekend.
And then he goes to work.
As you should do that for your daughter. Like, because why, you know what, if I had a son, I go out and throw a ball with him. So why can't you paint your nails with your daughter. What's the difference?
I've had coworkers ask me, what's wrong with your nails? Oh, my daughter felt like she wanted to paint my nails this weekend, so I let her. I'm not going to stop her.
Well, I ain't getting my final clear coat, so that's why my finish isn't looking right, man. But aside from that, she did a pretty good job.
Go, Eileen.
The good thing is it's little kid fingernail polish, so it kind of peels off the instant water touches it. So there is some adult nail polish that she has, but she has to be supervised at all times using that.
Mike,
she better be supervised all times.
You get in that semi with that pink nail polish, and you smile with the rest of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have a great day.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later, babe.
Have a good one, guys.
Peace, fam.
Bye, Mike. I'm reading the text right now. You ready for this?
What's up?
This is actually a really good one. Somebody texted this in, going out for lunch. Think about this. You're at work. Every day you bring a lunch, you want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Going out for lunch is a temptation for a lot of people.
Because the work homie always pulls up and is like, hey, what you doing for lunch? I'm like, well, I brought lunch. Oh, so you ain't trying to go to Chick-fil-A?
But I'm bored at work and I want something to make me feel better. Enter food.
And then you're both in the car on the way to Chick-fil-A doing a happy dance.
And then the lunch goes bad. And if you got a spouse, you take it home, or you don't, you throw it out. They never know.
I usually just ate both my lunches. Fat boy.
That's fair. Somebody else texted in and said, mine is food, whatever I feel like eating.
Dude, oh, man, for real though.
Temptations you can't resist. Kelly from Milwaukee said, my temptations are donuts. Jelly-filled, cream-filled, glazed, crullers, Long John's powdered, sugar-dusted. Okay, stop it. I'm hungry now.
Now I'm trying to get some Dunkin'.
Somebody texted in, blonde, tatted, goth girls.
Oddly specific.
Weird.
Wait, was that Tony?
It was Tony.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, today's The Problem Is You?
It's a What Should DZ Do, y'all.
Oh, these are my favorite. Where do we start?
I've been told this. At Dunkin', people were like, what would DZ do when it's your problem? My favorite. I was like, oh, okay.
That's right, because we want to know about you, my guy.
Well, I got plenty problems, y'all.
DZ's starting today. The week of DZ's. What would DZ do?
Might be a month by the end of it.
Hey, we have time, DZ.
We got time today.
We don't have a vacation again until the 4th. Let's go.
Fair enough. But all right, so peep this, right? You guys know that recently we've been doing work in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling up stuff, getting ready to, you know, mulch, whatever.
Well, I don't know if I knew that. I knew that the other day you said you pulled up the railroad ties.
And then remember we talked about getting mulch for the yard.
Oh, did you get mulch?
That's the problem today.
Oh.
So, peep this. Walk with me for a second, okay, everybody. I'm walking.
I've got my coffee. I'm sitting back. Talk to me.
Everybody got your Stanleys? Let's go.
Let's go.
So, I one day, maybe about a month now back, was driving home. And I pulled up on a tree company. The day before, a lot of rain had come down, some branches, things had fallen, so there was tree companies out and about. This tree company happened to be like 6 doors down from my house.
Mm-hmm.
As I was pulling up, it was maybe a couple days after we had just talked about how my wife and I wanted to mulch the backyard for the boys to have a little play area, or what should we do?
Oh, yes, we did talk about this.
And y'all, should we do the rubber pellets?
And
I said,
don't do the wood chips because Owen sliced
his
eye,
on
the wood chip and still has a scar.
That part.
I remember that.
Now you remember.
I remember all that.
That was like over a month ago now, right? Talk to this company because I see them a few doors down from our house. And I'm like, hey, you guys got mulch? You guys do mulch? And the guy walks up. He's like, yeah, we do mulch for sure. We'll drop it off. It's free. We just take care of the trees. And then, you know, there's a list going on, but there's not really anybody on the list. There's one person right now. We can get you on it. Perfect. We exchanged information. I gave him my number. Told him, hey, you see that house right there? Our house. He's like, cool. I'm going to come talk to you once we're done with this job. They did that. I was like, cool. When are you guys going to be able to pop by, drop off the mulch? He was like, in about 2 weeks top, we just got to wait for the next load. You don't need much, so we're going to probably bring you a half load.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Great.
We didn't do any official work order. It was just kind of word of mouth. They popped over as a company and were like, yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
That's cool.
Y'all got my information. It's free mulch. I'm taking it off their hands unless they got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, cool. We'll be back in the area in about 2 weeks. We'll pop by. I'll give you a call a day or two before so you're ready. Perfect. Fast forward, it's been a month over.
Uh-huh.
No contact, no nothing.
And you got no contract. You got no, no. Do you have their number?
I got ghosted. All I know is the name of the company. And I looked them up. They're a major corporation that has places everywhere. The closest one is in like Waukesha. So how they were in Bayview, beyond me.
Wait, so okay. So let me get this straight. They were doing something. You got to know them.
Yep. I pulled up on them while they were working. I was like, because I saw mulch in the back of their truck. Mm-hmm. And was like, obviously they're a tree company. Mm-hmm. And I asked, do you guys deliver mulch? How much does it cost? He said, it's free. We just drop it off. You get on a list. The list is short right now.
Yeah.
I was second on the list, technically, quote unquote.
Do you think he just told you what you wanted to hear?
Man, then why did he come to my house afterwards? He had a
I'm catching up. Give me a second. Hold
he
on.
Still came to my house and gave me like a quote estimate, basically, and was like, yeah, this is where we can drop it off. It is free. But what I mean is an estimate of like where he can drop it off, how much I'm going to need, what he thinks professionally as far as this is the amount of mulch. We did everything but sign any official work order that said I was going to be a client of theirs. I was just taking their free mulch. I just did it word of mouth, old school way. You know I'm an old soul.
100%. And did the guy, do you remember the guy's name at all?
Steve.
Steve, okay.
I remember his name.
Steve from the
tree company.
The tree company, that's all I needed. Thank you.
From some whatever tree cutting company.
Wow.
And now I'm going, they technically ghosted me.
What if something happened to Steve?
Well, I doubt it because I saw them in the area for the next 3 weeks.
Oh.
I'm going, all right, I'm waiting. All right, I'm waiting. All right, I'm waiting. Now I'm going, nah, they just ghosted me. Did Steve lose my number? All I did was write it down on a piece of paper.
Wrote
my name and number on a piece of paper. He diligently came over after he was done with the one job.
Weird.
Gave me a quote, said about 2 weeks, I'll call you.
Sorry I made you tell me that twice, but it's Monday morning and the brain's waking up.
Some people
up.
Need to process that a little bit.
I was like, wait a second, because I'm thinking to myself, he came over, it's free.
Right.
He's doing all this for you for free.
For free.
And then never came back. That's why I'm like, what if something happened to Steve?
I'm taking all of this off of their hands. There was more than the ample opportunity for me to call and go, what the hell is going on? But at the same time...
Well, the worst part is you're waiting on mulch for your yard now for a month, and you're like, I want to move on with my life, probably.
I'd love to.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. I'm about to go buy mulch, or should I just go to another company?
Come over to my recycling center. We'll get you some.
Man, I don't want to get my car dirty. That's the problem. They were going to drop it off. So should I contact the company
you
and
need
go,
a trailer.
Hey, I didn't actually do an order or do anything with you guys. I just talked to the guy on the street, and he said he dropped mulch off about a month ago. He said, what do I do?
I feel stupid. You know what? I agree with you. It is weird to call a company and go, I know I didn't pay for anything, and I know this guy that works there said he's going to do this for free to be nice, but where's my stuff?
Where's my mulch?
How do you say that? You can't. That's another weird thing, but I don't think it's weird if you call and say, hey, I met a guy named Steve from your company.
Mm-hmm.
He told me they were going to return. He came to our house. We did all this, and then I never heard anything. I'm just curious. Do you do free? Was I misled, or did I misunderstand something, maybe? I mean, is that a weird thing to do?
That makes me so uncomfortable even thinking about it.
To call them and say that. Why?
I've never worked with y'all, ever. I just talked to a guy randomly on the street. I'm pretty sure his name was Steve. About a month ago, they were in the Bayview area off of this street. Yep.
I love it how you said that. Makes me so uncomfortable. I get it, because it seems so easy from my side to go, just call and be like, well, Steve said I'm getting free mulch, but how weird to call and say, some guy named Steve said I'm getting free mulch.
Guy named Steve has my name and number with a piece of paper in his truck right now. Not the company. I never got a work order, right? I never went through the proper channels.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, do I just ditch it? Do I just say, forget it? Failed attempt, because I love the business, the P2P, person to person, right?
Yeah.
I don't like business to business. If I can face to face you, when I saw him working, cutting a tree down, I went, perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Roll my window down. Hey, buddy, come on over. Let me holler at you. Less politic. And he went, yeah, I could pop by, talk to you in just a second. So, I thought it was great.
And he did pop by, which means he was. We thought he was serious. What should DZ do? From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Now, you can text or you can call, because DZ got told he was going to get all this free mulch from this company. The guy said, I'll be back, and then never came back. It's been a month now.
Caspered me.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, I'm going to snap on Steve the tree cutter.
Tree Steve.
Somebody said, just call and ask for Steve, DZ. So simple.
So simple. Just get Steve on the line.
Destiny texted in. She said, bitch, give me my mulch.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, and did I mention Summerfest is going to call in? We're going to talk to somebody very high up about why Kim Kardashian and Northwest were at the SZA show and everything that happened behind the scenes, because I need answers.
Oh, we got an insider? Yeah, we do.
We do. Right after 8 o'clock, a good friend from Summerfest is calling in.
I cannot wait.
And we're getting all the info.
Juice.
Let's get back to what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, Lori in Cedarburg says, I think you got ghosted.
I did.
You did.
Man, but do I call the ghost?
Maybe. DZ met these nice gentlemen in his neighborhood, a man named Steve who was doing tree work, and he said he'd drop off some mulch and he never came back. He came to your door and everything.
He literally said,
for free,
I'll be over after I'm done with this job, and came over, gave me the idea, the estimate of how much mulch I would need. Obviously, it's free mulch, so I didn't have to pay anything, but we didn't do a work order. And then he said, I'll be back in about 2 weeks tops. And well, it's been over a month.
It's a miracle when non-regulars get in on the lines. True. And that's what we got today. Ryan's in Milwaukee.
How are we doing this morning?
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hi. Good morning. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing.
Yeah, I'm all right.
DZ needs some advice. What should he do?
Slightly frustrated.
Sure. I think that, when you have a problem like this, as long as your perspective is rational, it's worth explaining your perspective to the other person. And DZ, you actually already hit on it perfectly yourself when you said, when you said the reason that I'm inquiring is because without knowing, I can't go out and get it myself.
What if I go out, buy some, get some from somewhere else,
and then they show up?
All of a sudden, they're like, "Hey, we've been busy."
Ryan, that was very logical.
Then that would be your fault because you didn't call.
Right, then it'd be my fault.
See, Ryan, good voice of reason. The logic, and I like the person that comes in and goes, "Just call." Like, so, you're overthinking. Yeah. He's basically being like, you're overthinking it. You have every right to call, and you have every right to question
it. So what am I supposed to say? Hey, I legitimately never had any business contact with you guys besides me stopping one of your workers
while he was working on the street. Don't say that. You're already saying too much.
I'm saying too much?
She's right.
Steve, who works for your company. We had a great talk. He came to my house. He mentioned you were going to drop off some mulch, and I never heard back. I'm just curious if you're going to be in the area and you have any. And if not, I'd like to move on with my life.
Less words, right.
Save time. And the reason I'm inquiring is only because if without knowing, I don't know whether or not to go and take care
should
of
it. Okay.
Ryan, somebody texted in and said Steve probably got fired.
Hey, chill out, because he was giving out free mulch.
It was never free. In fact, Steve doesn't even work for the company. Steve's just a guy.
Steve's just a guy.
All right, thanks
for
calling.
All right, kids, I got a buzz.
I appreciate you, man. Peace.
That was awesome. Ebony's calling next, and I just wanted to pull her up next because Ryan almost hung up on us there. That was funny.
Did you feel that? I thought I was the only one that felt that.
When he called, he said, "I gotta go. I gotta get to work." So I think he was in a hurry.
He was in a hurry. All right.
All right. Ebony's on the phone. Our girl.
Morning, Ebony.
What's up, Ms. Batty? Drives the forklift.
Yeah. Y'all got mulch on that forklift?
Yeah. Hey, we fresh off the forklift right now, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm off the clock.
She said she was the one that texted in and said she would snap on Steve.
She's with, are we right at dawn?
Yeah.
No, but what should I do?
So, listen here, DZ. You're a nice man. You are such a nice man. Me? Not so much. So, I would be like, excuse me, I flagged on one of your workers, his name's Steve, unless he was lying about that, we don't know.
At this point,
his
name Steve, I asked him about your business. I need some mulch. He told me cool. And I haven't heard a thing back. And like the guy that just called, you should be like, hey, I just want to know if y'all are going to give me the mulch because I don't want to go to another company, order it, and then y'all or Steve pop up with all this mulch for me to put in my yard.
Nah, I got triple the mulch.
Then you know what? Listen to this text. It says, DZ, one, you messed up by not getting any info. Two, call and play it off, but don't say it's free. Just mention you talked to someone named Steve and developed a convo and would like to speak to him directly.
So don't say it's free. I want to ensure it stays free. That's why I want to make sure I say free, because I want them to get there and be like, all right, $1,000.
Right.
No. You just got to call up there and be like, hey, I talked to somebody and I need the product. If they're not going to give me the product, that's fine.
Oh, all right, Ebony.
We should just call them on the air
advice.
And do it
appreciate
right now.
Knock it off our line. I got her. Let's go. Boom, Ebony, one out.
I shouldn't be cheering for you to hang up on her. What is wrong with me?
We love you, Ebony. We'll talk to you tomorrow, fam.
I got to admit, I'm playing both sides here. I like Ebony and I like DZ and I want them both to win. I don't know what to do here.
I felt Ebony was coming with the hang up and Ryan already basically tried to hang up. So I was like, no, bye.
You're so right. Boop. Fine. Jason's in West Dallas this morning. Hi, Jason. Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
You know, we're getting a little bit better because I'm starting to feel better with your guys' advice, man. I don't know where we're going yet, but it sounded like I got to make a call, unless you got different advice for me, Mike.
Jason?
Well, I would say you got to make the call because the bottom line is this mulch is free. Right. Those guys are looking for a dump site. They want to get rid of that truckload.
Yeah.
They're making their money on that tree. That tree costs about $500, maybe $1,000 to cut down.
Yeah.
That mulch is nothing to them. Oh. They just want to be able to dump it and
get the truck
using
empty.
You as a dump. They're using you as a dump site.
Yeah. Never thought of it like that.
Basically, it's when it's convenient. Like, look at it like dating. You're the side chick, and it's like when it's available. If it's available, I'll see you. But I missed you, and I forgot about you, and I'm busy.
You gotta have your neighbor cut a tree down.
You're not a priority at all.
Tell your neighbor he's got to cut his tree down so that I can get my mulch.
Wait. Your neighbor needs something to do.
My neighbor does need something to do.
The neighbor that won't leave your lawn alone, that's what the neighbor needs. Make him go mulch a tree.
Yeah. Hey, that way he pays for the tree, and then
you get the free mulch.
Jason, the man's a genius all over here.
Jason, thank you for your input. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a wonderful day.
You too, man. Take care.
Got to go to Ryan in Calabama because he'll scream at us if we get to Saucy and not him first.
We got
to
hit Ryan.
Let's be real. Ryan!
Morning. Let's be real. You could throw us both on right now and we'd be fine with it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? We're running out of time. Might as well.
I mean, if we both on. Let's do it. Good morning, Saucy.
Hi, Saucy. Oh, you hit her theme song.
Oh, oops.
Hold on.
I see y'all got me all out of whack, man.
Give me a minute. Give
Hold on.
A minute.
Excuse me now.
While you're looking
right,
for
Saucy.
Oh, she's not going to talk?
Saucy. Where you at?
She's on the line. Put her on hold and put her back up. What's the problem?
I know. Maybe that side wasn't working.
Let's try it again. There we go.
Is this side working?
Yes.
Hey, there we go.
Hi, friends.
Hey there, hey.
Saucy, I think we were just talking to each other, weren't we?
We were.
Well, now we're
right
all on
before
the phone.
This, we had to go so we could give DZ some advice.
Wait, you guys were on the phone and you hung up to call in? I love this.
And now we're on a group chat together.
Well, here we are.
Yes.
All right, chat.
Who's going first and who says what?
Well, I will say exactly what Jason said. Mm-hmm. They're looking to get rid of it. Yeah, they may charge you $500 to $7 to cut a tree down. However, that's not... Yes, they make their money on that, but they're taking that stuff and they're either A, taking it back to their shop and putting in in their spoil, or B, they're taking it and taking it to a dump.
But what should he do? No matter whatever they're doing, with
you
it,
need to call. You just need to call.
Call them or call a new company.
Call them.
Call them, and if they don't have anything coming up in your area, because that's probably what it is and how you keep it free, is if they have a tree cutting in your area.
Okay.
Inquire about it.
I don't appreciate whoever texted in and said, man up and buy some mulch like the rest of us. No.
Ew.
You know where mulch is free so many places? Don't even... Okay, Richie Rich.
I'm going to go say, I manned up and was resourceful to look for other endeavors rather than just spending my money on senseless things. Okay.
Sorry, that we're so frugal and good with our monies.
What does Ryan think?
Make the phone call, have a decent conversation with the company. That's all you have to do. Don't go biting down their throat. I mean, it was a mistake made by Steve, granted, but if you start out hostile, you're going to end hostile. You start out fresh, you start out fresh.
Oh my gosh, who is this new Ryan?
Dang, this man.
He is so centered today.
What is going on? I don't think we need anything further.
Who is she?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for telling my husband he hit on me?
This just sounds goofy, sounds weird, but what's
the
story?
She wants to be anonymous.
Okay.
So, fine. Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? Here's the story. My neighbor and I have been pretty cool since we moved in 12 years ago. My neighbor and his wife have recently gotten divorced, but we're all still friends.
Okay.
I was hanging out at his house, and he started making inappropriate comments to me. So I told him that me and my husband are more than good. I felt uncomfortable, so I told my husband, and my husband was angry, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
My husband confronts my neighbor, and he gets upset at my husband. He then tells my husband, if my kids run across his yard to go to their friend's house, he will call the cops on them. Oh, now we're making threats.
Now we're getting...
I feel like maybe I overreacted and now we have tension. Am I the jerk for saying anything to my husband and maybe I should have ignored it? He was also drinking, so I think that has something to do with it, too. Anonymous. Ugh, I already hear the gaslight. She's gaslighting herself. I hate that. I'm like,
to be
girl.
Like, maybe I just... What?
No.
What was said, though? I just wish we knew.
Thank you for asking. because I messaged her.
Ooh.
And I said, we're going to need more than that.
Yeah, we need details.
We're going to need some context of exactly what's going on here. So I have to dig here.
Okay.
Let me go, because we have so many messages, yeah, obviously. So let me find her in here, and maybe I'll tell you coming up. But it was something, it was definitely inappropriate. I'll tell you that, and I'll tell you app when we come back, because I have to go look for this now.
I'm not doubting like the legitimacy of what she felt and went, this is making me uncomfortable, right? Rightfully so. And you removed yourself from the situation. And I'm not trying to gaslight, but what were y'all doing just hanging out by yourselves? Where was your husband?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hang out with my neighbor, Randy. Think about that. That's not inappropriate. We're buds. He helps me cut down trees and stuff. And I'm like really close with his wife. So I actually don't think it's weird.
They're married.
Yeah. So I'm not.
I guess.
But I'm not. It's the same thing.
Fair.
Vice versa, right?
Well, I'm just thinking you're you though. So I'm like,
but it's Allie. You're the homie. Cool. Like, I'm cool with everybody.
Yeah. No. I appreciate you checking that because 100% right. There is no difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bet. Then, man, it got weird real quick with somebody that you were friends with for 12 years. That's. Sucks. That really, really sucks. And I know why she's trying to almost like convince herself that maybe she was overthinking it, but I don't really think she was.
Right.
But
right.
What was said? What was the context? What did he actually
hit on
you? It was
something about his privates. And that's all I can tell you is that it was inappropriate.
Well,
and that's all I can tell you right now. So we know it was inappropriate and we know that he shouldn't have said that.
Some people are way too open with their lives,
too open.
And a lot of people will get uncomfortable with that kind of conversation. You got to know your audience, Papa.
Exactly. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for telling her husband that the neighbor hit on her? The neighbor who's now divorced, that they've been friends with, this couple, for years. Now he's doing inappropriate things, and now the neighbor's mad at her. So now she's regretting saying anything. I'm like, no, you don't have to regret that.
Not to mention the neighbor's now making threats, talking about if y'all kids run through my yard, I'm going to call the cops. Bro, chill out. Ah, man, this just gets weirder and weirder by the second, honestly.
I agree. We're going to talk to everybody next and find out who's the jerk. I do not think she's a jerk. She might have started drama, but I don't think that makes her a jerk. I think he's the problem. The neighbor's the problem. So I'm saying not the jerk.
She definitely started drama, but...
But she didn't, though. He did. We're gaslighting her
there
again.
You go.
We're gaslighting her again. Listen to us. You know what? I'm getting mad at my own self.
We don't know how to have this conversation right now. Let's just let y'all decide.
Yes. Let's go.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband that her neighbor hit on her. They've known this couple. The couple got divorced for the whole time they've lived there, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now he made some inappropriate comments. I asked her, what did he say? I found the message where she wrote back. She said he was talking about his privates and the size. And he was also asking about her and her husband's private life. That's where he was going with it. So she told her husband. Now everybody's fighting and she's worried she overreacted and shouldn't have told her husband.
Man, wrong friend group.
You know what? You're right. Let's go to Nick in Muskego. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Allie and Doozy. What's up?
Morning. Wepa, what up, man?
All right. Is she the jerk for telling her husband that the neighbor hit on her?
Absolutely not at all. Come on. I mean, essentially, I think it's cheating. If she was not to, and they were talking about inappropriate stuff, I think that's almost cheating.
Whoa.
I mean, personally.
Discussion.
Wow,
it's kind of like when someone feels like emotional cheating is cheating. If you're messaging with someone and telling them about your problems, a lot of people, that's cheating.
I can see how people would consider that.
Why would it not be the same if you're talking about sexual things? I guess.
Yeah, but here's the thing. To me, it's like, you know, if she's in a happy, healthy relationship, okay, I don't think she's a jerk for telling her husband at all, by any means.
Because it'd be weird if she didn't, and then he finds out later.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what if all of a sudden he went on her phone and then found the text messages? Then it would just be World War III.
When do we get text messages?
There's no text, but I think Nick was jumping down the road.
Nick was just saying, like...
You never know. If she doesn't put the kibosh on it now, then it may continue.
I'm wondering what their whole friendship was like when they were all friends.
That's a good question.
Because it's like, you got to understand that certain friends group have certain conversations, and other friends groups don't.
That's right. You know which friends you can talk the private stuff with and the friends you cannot.
You know, that's certain groups that you're closer with versus other people that you're not.
Yes.
There's, you know, there's people you consider family that you can have open conversation with.
Correct.
Others, mm-hmm. you're not
like,
so much
I'm just going to sit down and go, when's the last time you got it on?
Right.
Let's talk.
Right. Right. Meanwhile, yeah. the next group of friends, you might just go, hey, how's the weather out by you? You enjoying the fish fry this Friday?
I would never say those things.
Sideline conversations versus mainline conversations. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
Yes.
If you want me to be honest, I could spin this for the jerk. I could call her the jerk.
Well, she's not, though.
I could call her the jerk.
Why would make her the jerk? What, DZ?
Because she brought it home. She could have handled
this.
She could have handled this there. Mm. Literally.
But she's also in a marriage.
But
you
hear
know,
me out.
Where she'd have to tell him.
Hear me out. I'm not
right.
saying don't tell him. I'm saying she takes care of business there. She puts him in his place.
And a headlock.
And right. Puts him night. And then goes home and they laugh about it at home with her husband rather than going home riling her husband up. Then he goes feeling like he got to defend her honor on some random chivalry stuff that doesn't need to happen because she could have handled this herself.
Nick, I got to tell you, you're off the hook here because we got Mila on next. So now that DZ said that, good luck.
Appreciate you, Nick.
He's going to need it.
I'll talk to you later, man. Peace.
Bye, Nick.
Okay.
You're in so much trouble for saying that out loud.
Maybe I should have waited to drop that line. Because
you should have waited.
Y'all know I could just theorize off of things.
Mila.
Don't yell at me, Mila.
Uh-oh. Man. First and foremost, she's not the jerk.
You sound like a robot, Mila. We got to get your phone sounding better. Where are you? There you are.
Oh, no.
Okay, hello.
What about now?
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Okay, is she the jerk for telling her husband the neighbor hit on her?
Real spill, Mila, talk to us.
No, she's not. Matter of fact, the neighbor is the jerk. And even if she would have handled it herself, DZ, she still had to go home and tell her husband. Her husband was going to react the way he reacted because the neighbor was friends. That's a friend. And even though they've been having those open conversations, the neighbor was still out of order for coming to the wife while she was by herself, even talking that way to her.
You know what? Listen to what Sarah in Hartford said. She texted in and said, wonder if this is the type of stuff and why his wife left him in the first place.
Hey,
That part right there. Hello.
Ooh.
Because why does he think it's okay to come at his... They've been friends for 12 years. Mm-hmm. He knows that they're married. Mm-hmm. Why would he think it's appropriate to come at her that way?
And they got a family. They got kids.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The neighbor is a total jerk, and he's probably bitter because they're still married and he's not.
Bitter.
So now he wants to throw a monkey wrench in their stuff because he has inside information about what's been going on.
He's trying to ruin their lives.
Yeah. This text says...
Mimi said that's the way to couples court.
Oh. Damn it. Mila, get out of here.
Bye,
we appreciate
Mila.
You, fam.
Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said 100% she did the right thing. If she didn't tell her husband, then she would be the jerk.
Yes, but she definitely didn't. She definitely didn't have to omit any of the story because he might have get riled up either way. But I'm just saying, if we want me to spin it, I could spin it. That's all I was saying. Obviously, I'm saying not the jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, DZ, calm down. That's probably me. Katie and Aiden are on the phone. I met them at Dunkin' this weekend when I was giving away Summerfest tickets.
Wepa.
She said, we call in. I go, we'll call in again. And she listened.
Hey, morning.
She understood the assignment. Hi, Katie and Aiden.
A for effort.
Hi.
What's y'all answer?
All right, Aiden, let's just go to the kid. Who's the, is the wife the jerk for telling her husband that the neighbor hit on her, Aiden?
The neighbor's the jerk. Like, what if she has kids and the kids were by her?
Ooh, see, and they do have kids because Rude. Then he said, next time your kids try to run through my yard, I'm going to call the cops when he got all hurt by the fact that he got confronted.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, why would he say that right in front of the kids?
Thank you, Aiden.
That would be awful. Yeah. Aiden, I love your point of view. Katie, are you also going not the jerk, Mom?
Oh, yeah, not the jerk. I think that she should have told... She's in the right for telling the truth to her husband, and he could have reacted however he wanted.
Telling the truth is
the most important thing.
That part. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's weird because sometimes I'm like, well, I don't want to tell... You don't want to tell someone to... You're not trying to make them jealous.
True.
Because some people will do it because they want a reaction out of their mate because they need attention and they're not feeling fulfilled. So they go, oh, so-and-so hit on me, and they're stirring.
Mm-hmm.
They're stirring.
You see him with the wooden spoon.
Trying to get some attention from their mate. But
churning that butter.
It should just be, like you said, DZ, he hit on me. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha, this dummy.
We are all going to laugh together.
But that's not how it went.
Right.
And that's usually not how it goes, because jealousy is sparked by unfortunate insecurity. And maybe he did know some. Maybe the husband had talked to the other husband back when they were still married and confided in some deep
secret. He knew that he was a cheater.
So now he's flipping the script and going, dude, listen, yeah, I know your guys' you know, life at home is garbage. I could make it better. See, now, Aiden, Katie, y'all right.
You're right.
Not the jerk.
Thanks for calling, you guys.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Have a great day.
Appreciate y'all. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, it's a safety issue, too. How weird for the neighbor to talk about his privates to a woman alone. She had to tell her husband for safety, too.
Like, 100%.
I didn't even think about that. She's over there with a guy alone who's, you know, being inappropriate.
That's what I was asking.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. Not the jerk for telling your husband, girlfriend. How do I start? There's so many questions. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
What's up?
Hi.
I mean, I thought you was about to start with a question immediately. I was like, I mean, we start by saying who we got on the line.
I was reading the text because I asked everybody to text in any questions they had about why Kim Kardashian. Not why. How?
How?
How? I wasn't surprised she came. I wanted to know all the details, though.
But why was she here, though? What was the catalyst that made her go, I want to go see SZA at Summerfest? So maybe who, what, when, where, why is some of the questions we got.
Well, the good news is I reached out to our friends at Summerfest, and they're fantastic, and they immediately said, absolutely, Jared would love to come on. Jared Woods, the Senior Director of Marketing for Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., a.k.a. Summerfest, said no problem. Good morning, Jared. How are
you? Good morning. We're doing good. How are you?
Good,
well,
man.
You ended the first weekend of Summerfest with a bang.
Big bang.
I mean,
you could say that. It was a bit. There was a bit of excitement going on there on Saturday night at the SZA show.
There might have been a little buzz in the atmosphere because certain people pulled up. I mean, right?
I almost fell over, Jared, when I saw Kim Kardashian walking into the AmFam amphitheater.
A lot of people thought it was an imposter or like a fake or. What do they call those? The people that dress up impersonator, not imposter, an impersonator.
Jared.
No, it was the real thing. Kim Kardashian was there with her daughter, Northwest. So they came because it was Northwest's 11th birthday just the past week.
Okay.
So we got the details, you know, earlier in the week. Obviously, very, very confidential.
Uh-huh.
You know, so their team reached out.
That's what I was going to say, Jared. No, you're going exactly where I should just let you talk.
There was an internal email that went to three people.
Just keep going, Jared. I'll be quiet.
Yeah. So how it kind of all started was, you know, earlier in the week, we got, you know, hit up by SZA's team saying, hey, you know, there's a possibility that Kim K and her daughter were going to come to celebrate her birthday. Kim wanted, I think, surprise Northwest to come see SZA.
That's cool.
So, you know, whole week we're kind of like, okay, let's see what happens, you know, because you just never know. You never fully know.
Right.
And then day of, all of a sudden it's like, okay, it's full go. They're coming in. They're flying in on a private jet.
What?
She's going to be here at this time.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, you know, obviously our team, we want to make sure, you know, we want to show out for Milwaukee. And, you know, like you said, Kim, probably one of her first times here in the city. So we wanted to make sure we worked with a great influencer and baker, MK, to help get us, you know, a cake for Northwest's birthday, some cookies. We got them some Summerfest swag. So if you see them wearing the smile around, that's going to be awesome.
You know where it came from.
Yeah. So, no, it was definitely something it was an all hands on deck experience for sure.
And then Kim brings in her own security, I'm assuming. But her and Northwest were separated. So Kim was by the soundboard from what I saw, Jared. Correct me if I'm wrong. She was by the soundboard and then Northwest was over in the like VIP area
towards the front. She wanted to be front stage.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. And they wanted to be separate. Was it like, mom, let me go hang out with my friends now?
You know, I wish I knew that detail. but yeah. So Kim and one of her friends who was with her, they went up to the soundboard and watched the show from up there. And that's definitely when the frenzy started, when they got escorted by her security and our awesome security staff to get her up there to watch the show.
That's when everybody went, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold on, is that Kim Kardashian?
Everyone lost it. So that was the first time people realized she was in the building. How hard was it for you to keep that a secret, Jared?
Seriously.
Come on.
Well, you know, in our industry, we have a lot of secrets that we're always keeping. So it's definitely something where it was like, you know, we had a small amount of people who knew, you know, what was going on or that this was even a possibility. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our security was looped in, our entertainment team.
Sure.
And then from there, we kind of just ran with it. And, you know, we, like I said, we wanted to make it a good experience for them because, you know, this may have been the first time, definitely their first time at Summerfest. And it was an awesome night. And, like, I got to give also SZA, her flowers, because that was one of the most incredible shows I've ever seen. And, like, obviously, I get why they wanted to fly in and see it.
I was going to say, without an amazing performance, they don't end up here. So SZA is the reason. Shout out to Mina as well. But SZA is the reason she's they were the even pull. Here. She was the pull. Mm-hmm. They came to Milwaukee for Summerfest, but for her at Summerfest.
Yep. Somebody said SZA definitely showed up and showed out. That was a text we got. Somebody that was at the show that said it was great.
Obviously. I've been looking for complaints of the show. I ain't seen one yet.
Oh my gosh. I can't get over it. And what I also find fascinating, Jared, is that SZA's people called you to let you know that Kim Kardashian may show up. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, who calls who and who sets up what, you know?
True. Yeah, so obviously, like, so Kim's team's got, you know, their connections, and they obviously know through their agencies or whoever it might be, they have contacts for SZA, or they got it, so then they reached out to probably her management or her agency. We're like, hey, you know, we want to come for your show. Can you help coordinate us with us? And then we got looped in after that. And then that's when things kind of started flowing. But yeah, like you were saying before, you know, I think for us, like, obviously bringing a pop star like SZA to Summerfest, to Milwaukee for her first ever show, you know, that's what makes these cool experiences happen. Like, she's not going to, Kim's not going to fly out here during like a normal, you know, artist tour or anything like that, because they're going to be playing LA or whatever. So, you know, we are so lucky to have had SZA come, and then obviously have Kim come. And, you know, you just never know. We got two more weekends of exciting performances that are coming up, and you might not know who else you're going to see.
I was going to say, Jared, we're already ramping up for next weekend now.
Listen, coming up is the weekend I'm planning on. Just know that.
Well, same.
Saturday, we're trying to be there.
See you there. Oh.
I have a feeling I'm going to see you for Big X the Plug. That is my hunch.
My boy knows me, Jared Woods, Senior Director of Marketing for Summerfest, my dog. You know I'm going to be there. And Key Glock, of course.
He knew exactly what show you were going to go to.
I knew.
He knows me.
I see Illiniums on Thursday, right, Jared?
We've got Illinium headlining the amphitheater. Going to be an incredible EDM show. We've got some awesome pop shows with Fletcher, who's going to be headlining the BMO Pavilion. Jesse Murph is going to be there. Like DZ said, just some cool, really curated lineups. Like Big X the Plug is going to be opening and playing right before rapper Key Glock. So some super fun stuff. All American Rejects for all you emo lovers out there. So there's a ton of really fun shows.
Jared, Mario's at the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. You remember? Let me love you.
Do I remember?
I forget.
Give you everything.
Oh, I'm going to be watching Mario. Okay, I'll meet up with you.
Jared! All right. Wait.
I have another question. Hold on.
Yep.
How long was Kim there? Did she leave in the middle of the show?
No, they left pretty close to the end. So they were there for the majority of the show up at the soundboard. And then probably right before either SZA did her encore or like a song or two before that, then they kind of moved back down towards where Northwest and all of her friends were and everyone like that.
Getting ready to make moves. You know how concerts go. But now, Jared, one more question, piggybacking off of what Allie just asked. What does a Kim Kardashian type do in between those moments? Where'd y'all have her at in the back? I mean, did she just pull up right before and walked immediately to the stage?
Good question.
Where did she use the restroom when she was there?
Where did she go?
Where was her dressing room? Because I know y'all had a special split. Something. Talk to me, man.
Hello.
Yeah, so we had her. We escorted basically her and all of Northwest and her friends down to one of our rooms, our VIP areas that we have inside the amphitheater. And that's where we had all the cake and the cookies and the merch and Summerfest merch and everything set up.
Yeah.
So then that way they could enjoy some private time before, hang out.
Sure.
Obviously with the weather, you know, we had a short weather delay. So we wanted to make sure, you know, hey, if you guys want to go to a restaurant, we were going to help accompany and coordinate that. But then all the timing ended up working out and SZA ended up playing on once the storm passed. So it was great. It all ended up actually working out as best as it possibly could have.
Fantastic. Somebody texted in, where did she fly in? I'm assuming to the private part of the Milwaukee Mitchell or Mitchell International.
International? General Mitchell.
Why did I blank out on our own airport?
General Mitchell International Airport.
She flew in, I assume, to the private side.
Yeah, that would be my guess. I don't know for sure where she flew in. Those details we definitely do not get. But
her private jet just hovered right over the Summerfest grounds. That's it. Yep. It was her alien ship. Just hovered right over.
I honestly wondered, they could have been in Chicago and driven up. You never know. I mean, they have.
Because
think about it. Northwest, her dad's from Chicago. They have family. Don't they have family there?
Yeah,
so they could have driven up, was my thought.
Fair point.
You never know.
I get your logic. I get your logic.
But we're going off on a tangent about nothing that really matters. So, Jared, thank you for sharing all the details on Kim Kardashian and Northwest showing up at the SZA show. We're excited for Summerfest this weekend. Well, DZ is especially excited about Saturday night.
Oh, we're going to see you at the fest.
I'll be there, DZ.
See you at the fest. Yes, sir.
It's so exciting. And then the final weekend will be 4th of July weekend, and it's on.
You know we're going to be there again, right?
Again.
Come on.
Again.
It's Summerfest.
Music won't stop, can't stop. We've got two more weekends. We're ready to roll.
Let's go. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you. Have a good one.
It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
That was so exciting talking to Jared from Summerfest, the senior director of marketing for Summerfest. Jared Woods gave us all the details on Kim Kardashian, why she was there, how she ended up there, who called who, everything.
My boy spilled the tea.
It's all up on the Odyssey app.
Yep.
And we're very excited if you missed it. We've already got the interview up for you because I know people want to know that might have missed it.
Some people really didn't even realize that it was really her. Mm-hmm. I know I had people go, is that really her? They asked me, is that her? Is that her? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not there right now. Right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. It was her.
And her kid.
And her kid. Very exciting. Okay, so I have to tell you, DZ, my friends were making fun of me when I went to Chicago for my girls' weekend a few weeks back.
Oh, that's how you know they're real friends.
Yeah, I know. That's how you know they know me, is they're not afraid to make fun of me.
Right.
I pronounced a word wrong, but I didn't even realize I pronounced it wrong.
Oh, well, that's usually how it goes, ain't it? Okay, but what
are
story.
Those? I'm in my own head. What are the bugs that... Okay, I'll tell you, the bugs that make a ton of noise.
A lot of bugs make a ton of noise.
Know,
but you're talking about the big bugs, the ones that are very prevalent this year.
Is it the cicadas?
Oh, Lord. No. No, Allie. It's pronounced cicadas.
Okay, well, I kind of knew that, but I was with my friends, and I said, oh, the bugs, the cicadas. And they go, cicadas? And both of my friends looked at me, and they go, what? And I go, what? How do you say it? They go, cicadas. And I go, I don't know. I don't know why cicada came out. And they go, aren't you fancy?
I was going to say, you sound about bougie.
Oh, my God. The whole trip, they're like, Allie's so fancy with her cicadas.
The cicadas.
Would you like to put your pinky in the air with your cicada? And I go, I don't know. I don't know why I called it a cicada. I look at the word, and I want to say cicada.
Huh.
So in my mind, even though it's a cicada, I see the word, and that's what I read. Does that make sense?
Oh.
So in my mind, it's a visual thing.
Allie, you have no idea how much sense that makes because you want to know what you're doing?
What?
You're saying it in Spanish.
I know, because of the A. I knew
the
you C's were going to say that
to you're
me.
Saying cicada.
I told you, I spoke Spanish in another life. We've talked about this off the air.
You're Latina for sure.
Every now and then, I understand way more Spanish than I should, and I go, what the?
Huh?
I go, who did that?
Un momento. Estoy hablando español.
All of a sudden, my brain talks in Spanish for a split second. I go, what?
Wait a second.
But that being serious, like, maybe, because maybe it's the A's. I don't know. But when I see that word, I want to say cicada.
I can see why you'd want to say cicada.
They wouldn't leave me alone about it the whole weekend. And then I said, I need to wash my hair because I got a colic. And they go, a colic?
Huh?
I go, you know, the thing on the back of your head where your hair sticks straight up. You have your hair is always going that way. They go,
no.
That's a cowlick.
Yes, it's pronounced cowlick.
I was on a roll, okay? So words you've mispronounced. Do you have any, DZ? Because
come on.
You're the one who English is your second language, yet I'm the one over here, first language, and I can't even pronounce anything.
What's funny about that, bro, is that I really focus on pronunciation because I used to mispronounce a lot.
Yeah.
Learning the language, it was a task.
Yeah.
I learned it very quickly, but it was a focus. So the reason I pronounce and have such good vernacular is because I practiced it so that I didn't make these mistakes and sound foreign or dumb or like that's a huge thing for being not from this country to sound stupid speaking another language.
Well, I was born right here and I can't say cicada.
Cicada.
It's so hard for me to say cicada.
Cicada.
It doesn't sound right. I want to say cicada.
From now on, it will be referred to
fancy.
As cicadas.
Listen to those cicadas, everybody.
Let me brush my colic while I look at my cicada.
What words do you guys mispronounce? Seriously, 414-533-1037. What do you got?
My word?
Yeah, what's your
and
word?
I got to think about this slowly. Linoleum.
Linoleum. Oh, linoleum's a hard one for you? What do you want to say?
Limoleum.
Oh, the linoleum. It's a strange word.
Linoleum.
I never thought about what a strange word it was until you pointed that out. Linoleum.
Every one out of five, I can say linoleum, but I have to slow myself down. Linoleum. Dang it. I'm trying to say it fast. I can't. I mispronounce it. I always screw it up. Linoleum.
Linoleum.
I can't say that word for some reason. That's haven't been one. Able to since the time I discovered the word was a word.
Sometimes, I've been made fun of for the way I say 20. But I don't think I mispronounce that at all.
Like 20, like a $20 bill?
And in jewelry as well. Like I have a hard time with that. I don't mispronounce it, but I have a hard time with the word jewelry.
It sounds good to me.
Thank you. Words you are mispronouncing, that's what we're talking about. Somebody said dimension. They texted that and they said, instead I say dimension. Oh. Is it a dimension? Because think about it.
The inflection.
It's D-I.
Dimension, not dimension. Is there a difference? I think I've said both.
Dimension. It's dimension, not dimension.
Some of y'all caramel caramels out here, huh?
Oh, see, now to me, that is a accent thing. Caramel caramel.
That's what I felt dimension or dimension was.
Oh, maybe. Because my dad is from the East Coast. He's from New Jersey. And he says certain, like we've talked about this, like pecan, he says pecan. Pizza is pizza.
Pizza.
They put an R on the end of everything.
Well, he's mispronouncing.
Oh, you're right. Somebody said foliage. I hate that word.
Foliage. Foliage.
F-O-L-I-A-G-E. I don't say foliage. When am I going to say that word?
I'm dealing with some foliage at home right now.
Somebody texted in, instead of manila folder, I always say vanilla folder.
I think that might have been my homie.
Is that your friend? It might be. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. What words do you mispronounce? 414-533-1037. For me, I think a cicada is a cicada.
Mm-hmm. And I say limoleum.
It's okay. We'll be like this together. We'll be weird together.
Let's all hold hands.
How do you... cicada. It's cicada, not cicada.
No, not actually, but okay. I'm not. You know what? Yes. Allie, yes. It's cicada.
My friends were making fun of me because I didn't know how to pronounce the bug, and I still want to say cicada when I see the word. It's cicada.
Is it the A for you that like
gotta be.
Makes it a soft A instead of a hard A?
I don't know what it is, but when I read it, I see cicada.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You Hispanic. That's all it is. That's all it is. Let's be honest.
Only in my soul, DZ.
Hispanic in a past life.
Probably. Let's go to the callers. Leticia is calling this morning from Milwaukee. First caller about words you mispronounce.
Morning, Leti.
Morning.
Good morning.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How do I start? There's so many questions. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ.
What's up?
Hi.
I mean, I thought you was about to start with a question immediately. I was like, I mean, we start by saying who we got on the line.
I was reading the text because I asked everybody to text in any questions they had about why Kim Kardashian, not why, how.
How?
How? I wasn't surprised she came. I wanted to know all the details, though.
But why was she here, though? What was the catalyst that made her go, I want to go see SZA at Summerfest? So maybe who, what, when, where, why is some of the questions we got.
Well, the good news is I reached out to our friends at Summerfest and they're fantastic and they immediately said, absolutely. Jared would love to come on. Jared Woods, the senior director of marketing for Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., a.k.a. Summerfest, said no problem. Good morning, Jared. How are
you? Good morning. We're doing good. How are you?
Good,
well,
man.
You ended the first weekend of Summerfest with a bang.
Big bang.
I mean,
you could say that. It was a bit. There was a bit of excitement going on there on Saturday night at the SZA show.
There might have been a little buzz in the atmosphere because certain people pulled up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, right?
I almost fell over, Jared, when I saw Kim Kardashian walking into the AmFam amphitheater.
A lot of people thought it was an imposter or like a fake or. What do they call those? The people that dress up impersonator, not imposter, an impersonator.
I know what you meant. Jared,
no, it was the real thing. Kim Kardashian was there with her daughter, Northwest. So they came because it was Northwest's 11th birthday just the past week.
Okay,
so we got the details, you know, earlier in the week. Obviously, very very confidential.
Uh-huh.
You know, so their team reached out.
That's what I was going to say, Jared. No, you're going exactly where I should just let you talk.
There was an internal email that went to three people.
Just keep going, Jared. I'll be quiet.
Yeah. So how it kind of all started was, you know, earlier in the week we got hit up by SZA's team saying, hey. You know, there's a possibility that Kim K and her daughter were going to come to celebrate her birthday. Kim wanted, I think, surprise Northwest to come see SZA.
That's cool.
So, you know, whole week we're kind of like, okay, let's see what happens, you know, because you just never know. You never fully know.
Right.
And then the day of, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's full go. They're coming in. They're flying in on a private jet.
What?
She's going to be here at this time.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, you know, obviously our team, we want to make sure, you know, we want to show out for Milwaukee. And, you know, like you said, Kim, probably one of her first times here in the city. So we wanted to make sure we worked with a great influencer and baker, MK, to help get us, you know, a cake for Northwest's birthday, some cookies. We got them some Summerfest swag. So if you see them wearing the smile around, that's going to be awesome.
You know where it came from.
Yep. So, no, it was definitely something that it was an all hands on deck experience for sure.
And then Kim brings in her own security, I'm assuming. But her and Northwest were separated. So Kim was by the soundboard from what I saw, Jared. Correct me if I'm wrong. She was by the soundboard and then Northwest was over in the like VIP area.
Towards the front. She wanted to be front stage.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And they wanted to be separate. Was it like, mom, let me go hang out with my friends now?
You know, I wish I knew that detail. but yeah. So Kim and one of her friends who was with her, they went up to the soundboard and watched the show from up there. And that's definitely when the frenzy started, when they got escorted by her security and our awesome security staff to get her up there to watch
watched the show.
That's when everybody went, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold on, is that Kim Kardashian?
Everyone lost it. So that was the first time people realized she was in the building. How hard was it for you to keep that a secret, Jared?
Seriously.
Come on.
Well, you know, in our industry, we have a lot of secrets that we're always keeping. So it's definitely something where it was like, you know, we had a small amount of people who knew, you know, what was going on or that this was even a possibility. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our security was looped in, our entertainment team.
Sure.
And then from there, we kind of just ran with it. And, you know, we, like I said, we wanted to make it a good experience for them because, you know, this may have been the first time, definitely the first time at Summerfest. And it was an awesome night. And like, I got to give also SZA her flowers because that was one of the most incredible shows I've ever seen. And like, obviously I get why they wanted to fly in and see it.
I was going to say, without an amazing performance, they don't end up here. So SZA is the reason, shout out to Mina as well, but SZA is the reason they were even here. She was the pull. Mm-hmm. They came to Milwaukee for Summerfest, but for her at Summerfest.
Yep. Somebody said SZA definitely showed up and showed out. That was a text we got. Somebody that was at the show that said it was great. Obviously.
I've been looking for complaints of the show. I ain't seen one yet.
Oh my gosh, I can't get over it. And what I also find fascinating, Jared, is that SZA's people called you to let you know that Kim Kardashian may show up. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, who calls who and who sets up what, you know?
True.
Yeah, so obviously, like, so Kim's team's got, you know, their connections, and they obviously know through their agencies or whoever it might be, they have contacts for SZA or they got it. Right. So then they reached out to probably her management or her agency. We're like, hey, you know, we want to come for your show. Can you help coordinate us with us? And then we got looped in after that. And then that's when things kind of started flowing. But yeah, like you were saying before, you know, I think for us, like obviously bringing a pop star like SZA to Summerfest, to Milwaukee for her first ever show, you know,
huge. That's
what makes these cool experiences happen. Like she's not going to, Kim's not going to fly out here during like a normal, you know, artist tour or anything like that. Cause they're going to be playing LA or whatever.
Yep.
So, you know, we are so lucky to have had SZA come and then obviously have Kim come and, you know, you just never know. We got two more weekends of exciting performances that are coming up, and you might not know who else you're going to see.
I was going to say, Jared, we're already ramping up for next weekend now.
Listen, this weekend coming up is the weekend I'm planning on. Just know that.
Well, same.
Saturday, we're trying to be there.
See you there.
Oh.
See you at the
Have a feeling. I have a feeling I'm going to see you for Big X the Plug. That is my hunch.
Oh, my boy knows me, Jared Woods, Senior Director of Marketing for Summerfest. My dog. You know I'm going to be there. And Key Glock, of course.
He knew exactly what show you were going to go to.
I knew.
He knows me.
I see Illiniums on Thursday, right,
yep,
Jared?
We've got Illinium headlining the amphitheater. Going to be an incredible EDM show. We've got some awesome pop shows with Fletcher, who's going to be headlining the Beam Pavilion. Yep. Jesse Murph is going to be there. Like DZ said, just some cool, really curated lineups. Like Big X the Plug is going to be opening and playing right before rapper Key Glock.
Mm-hmm.
So some super fun stuff. All American Rejects for all you emo lovers out there. So there's a ton of really fun shows.
Jared, Mario's at the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. You remember? Let me love you.
Do I remember?
I forget.
Give you everything.
Oh, I'm
going to
be watching Mario.
Any.
Okay,
ooh,
I'll meet up with you.
Jared! All right, wait.
I have another question. Hold
Same.
On.
Yep.
How long was Kim there? Did she leave in the middle of the show?
No, they left pretty close to the end. So they were there for the majority of the show up at the soundboard, and then probably right before either SZA did her encore or like a song or two before that, then they kind of moved back down towards where Northwest and all of her friends were and everyone like that.
Getting ready to make moves. You know how concerts go. But now, Jared, one more question, piggybacking off of what Allie just asked. What does a Kim Kardashian type do in between those moments? Where'd y'all have her at in the back? I mean, did she just pull up right before and walked immediately to the stage?
Good question.
Where did she use the restroom when she was there?
Did you entertain her? Where did she go?
Where was her dressing room? Because I know y'all had a special split. Something. Talk to me, man.
Hello.
Yeah, so we had her. We escorted basically her and all of Northwest and her friends down to one of our rooms, our VIP areas that we have inside the amphitheater. And that's where we had all the cake and the cookies and the merch, Summerfest merch and everything set up.
Yeah.
So then that way they could enjoy some private time before, hang out.
Sure.
Obviously with the weather, you know, we had a short weather delay. So we wanted to make sure, you know, hey, if you guys want to go to a restaurant, we were going to help accompany and coordinate that. But then all the timing ended up working out and SZA ended up playing on once the storm passed. So it was great. It all ended up actually working out as best as it possibly could have.
Fantastic. Somebody texted in, where did she fly in? I'm assuming to the private part of the Milwaukee Mitchell or Mitchell International.
You, come going.
What did I call international? General Mitchell. Why did I blank out on our own airport?
General Mitchell International Airport.
She flew in, I assume, to the private side.
Yeah, that would be my guess. I don't know for sure where she flew in. Those details we definitely do not get. But
her private jet just hovered right over the Summerfest grounds. That's it. Yep. It was her alien ship. Just hovered right over.
Well, I honestly wondered, they could have been in Chicago and driven up. You never know. I mean, they think about it. Northwest, her dad's from Chicago. They have family. Don't they have family there?
Yeah,
so they could have driven up, was my thought.
Fair point. I get your logic.
But we're going off on a tangent about nothing that really matters. So, Jared, thank you for sharing all the details on Kim Kardashian and Northwest showing up at the SZA show. We're excited for Summerfest this weekend. Well, DZ is especially excited about Saturday night.
Oh, we're going to see
I'll
you at
be
the
there,
fest.
DZ.
See
I'll
you
be
at
there.
The fest. Yes, sir.
It's so exciting. And then the final weekend will be 4th of July weekend, and it's on.
You know we're going to be there again, right?
Again.
Come on.
Again.
It's Summerfest.
Music won't stop, can't stop. We've got two more weekends. We're ready to roll.
Let's go. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you. Have a good one.
It's Allie in DC. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
That was so exciting talking to Jared from Summerfest, the senior director of marketing for Summerfest. Jared Woods gave us all the details on Kim Kardashian, why she was there, how she ended up there, who called who, everything.
Our boy spilled the tea.
It's all up on the Odyssey app.
Yep.
And we're very excited if you missed it. We've already got the interview up for you because I know people want to know that might have missed it.
Some people really didn't even realize that it was really her. Mm-hmm. I know I had people go, is that really her? They asked me, is that her? Is that her? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not there right now. Right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. It was her.
And her kid.
And her kid. Very exciting. Okay, so I have to tell you, DZ, my friends were making fun of me when I went to Chicago for my girls' weekend a few weeks back.
Oh, that's how you know they're real friends.
Yeah, I know. That's how you know they know me, is they're not afraid to make fun of me.
Right.
I pronounced a word wrong, but I didn't even realize I pronounced it wrong.
Oh, well, that's usually how it goes, ain't it?
Okay, but what are story. Those? I'm in my own head. What are the bugs that... Okay, I'll tell you, the bugs that make a ton of noise.
A lot of bugs make a ton of noise.
Know,
but you're talking about the big bugs, the ones that are very prevalent this year.
Is it the cicadas?
Oh, Lord. No. No, Allie. It's pronounced cicadas.
Okay, well, I kind of knew that, but I was with my friends, and I said, oh, the bugs, the cicadas. And they go, cicadas? And both of my friends looked at me. They go, what? And I go, what? How do you say it? They go, cicadas. And I go, I don't know. I don't know why cicada came out. And they go, aren't you fancy?
I was going to say, you sound about bougie.
Oh, my God. The whole trip, they're like, Allie's so fancy with her cicadas.
The cicadas.
Would you like to put your pinky in the air with your cicada? And I go, I don't know. I don't know why I called it a cicada. I look at the word, and I want to say cicada.
Huh.
So in my mind, even though it's a cicada, I see the word, and that's what I read. Does that make sense?
Oh.
So in my mind, it's a visual thing.
Allie, you have no idea how much sense that makes because you want to know what you're doing?
What?
You're saying it in Spanish.
I know, because of the end. I knew
the
you season, were going to say that to
you're
me.
Saying cicada.
I told you, I spoke Spanish in another life. We've talked about this off the air.
You're Latina for sure.
Every now and then, I understand way more Spanish than I should, and I go, what the?
Huh?
I go, who did that?
Un momento. Estoy hablando español.
All of a sudden, my brain talks in Spanish for a split second. I go, what?
Wait a second.
But that being serious, like, maybe, because maybe it's the A's. I don't know. But when I see that word, I want to say cicada.
I can see why you'd want to say cicada.
They wouldn't leave me alone about it the whole weekend. And then I said, I need to wash my hair because I got a colic. And they go, a colic?
Huh?
I go, you know, the thing on the back of your head where your hair sticks straight up. You have your hair is always going that way. They
oh,
go,
no.
That's a cowlick.
Yes, it's pronounced cowlick.
I was on a roll, okay? So words you've mispronounced. Do you have any, DZ? Because
oh, come on.
You're the one who English is your second language, yet I'm the one over here, first language, and I can't even pronounce anything.
What's funny about that, bro, is that I really focus on pronunciation because I used to mispronounce a lot.
Yeah.
Learning the language, it was a task.
Yeah.
I learned it very quickly, but it was a focus. So the reason I pronounce and have such good vernacular is because I practiced it so that I didn't make these mistakes and sound foreign or dumb or like that's a huge thing for being not from this country to sound stupid speaking another language.
Well, I was born right here and I can't say cicada. It's so hard for me to say cicada.
Cicada.
It doesn't sound right. I want to say cicada.
From now on, it will be referred to fancy. As cicadas.
Listen to those cicadas, everybody.
Let me brush my colic while I look at my cicada.
What words do you guys mispronounce? Seriously, 414-533-1037. What do you got?
My word?
Yeah, what's your word?
I got to think about this slowly. Linoleum.
Linoleum. Oh, linoleum's a hard one for you? What do you want to say?
Limoleum.
Oh, the linoleum. It's a strange word.
Limoleum.
I never thought about what a strange word it was until you pointed that out. Linoleum.
Every one out of five, I can say linoleum, but I have to slow myself down. Linoleum, dang it. I'm trying to say it fast. I can't. I mispronounce it. I always screw it up. Linoleum.
Linoleum.
I can't say that word for some reason. That's haven't been one. Able to since the time I discovered the word was a word.
Sometimes, I've been made fun of for the way I say 20. But I don't think I mispronounced that at all.
Like 20, like a $20 bill?
And in jewelry as well. Like I can't, I have a hard time with that. I don't mispronounce it, but I have a hard time with the word jewelry.
It sounds good to me.
Thank you. Words you are mispronouncing, that's what we're talking about. Somebody said dimension. They texted that and they said, instead I say dimension. Oh. Is it a dimension? Because think about it.
The inflection.
It's D-I.
Dimension, not dimension. Is there a difference? I think I've said both.
Dimension. It's dimension, not dimension.
Some of y'all caramel caramels out here, huh?
Oh, see, now to me, that is a accent thing. Caramel caramel.
That's what I felt dimension or dimension was.
Oh, maybe. Because my dad is from the East Coast. He's from New Jersey. And he says certain, like we've talked about this, like pecan, he says pecan. Pizza is pizza.
Pizza.
They put an R on the end of everything.
Well, he's mispronouncing.
Oh, you're right. Somebody said foliage. I hate that word.
Foliage. Foliage.
F-O-L-I-A-G-E. I don't say foliage. So when am I going to say that word?
I'm dealing with some foliage at home right now.
Somebody texted in, instead of manila folder, I always say vanilla folder.
I think that might have been my homie.
Is that your friend? It might be. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. What words do you mispronounce? 414-533-1037. For me, I think a cicada is a cicada.
Mm-hmm. And I say limoleum.
It's okay. We'll be like this together. We'll be weird together.
Let's all hold hands.
How do you cicada? It's cicada, not cicada.
No, not actually, but okay. I'm not. You know what? Yes. Allie, yes, it's cicada.
My friends were making fun of me because I didn't know how to pronounce the bug, and I still want to say cicada when I see the word. It's cicada.
Is it the A for you that like
gotta be.
Makes it a soft A instead of a hard A?
I don't know what it is, but when I read it, I see cicada.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You Hispanic, that's all it is. That's all it is. Let's be honest.
Only in my soul, TZ.
Hispanic in a past life.
Probably. Let's go to the callers. Leticia is calling this morning from Milwaukee. First caller about words you mispronounce.
Morning, Leti.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's the word that you mispronounce?
I pronounce shopping like you go buy stuff. I always say it with a C-H. Shopping.
Oh. Chopping.
Oh, I'm going to Pick and Save to go chopping.
Could I go chopping?
Yeah.
That's the accent. I'm going to go chopping.
It's my accent.
Why did it even hit me? I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to go chopping, and then we're going to go get ice cream.
Because you're Colombian, and Spanish is your first language, so you're like, yeah, we're going chopping.
Natural. I'm like, I hear no difference.
Exactly.
You're saying shopping both times, right?
Okay. And people ask me, like, what?
Huh? You're going to chop something?
So when you say are you thinking that it is an SH and it's just coming out sounding like a CH, or you just know, in my mind, it's chopping?
No, it's just the way it comes out, and it's my accent.
Fair.
Okay. Definitely not making a point, I do have to go really slow to say it sometimes.
It's to say the SH, you got to go shopping.
I will say it a thousand times. Listen, people who speak two languages, whatever those are, sometimes are made to feel like they're stupid because they don't know the English language fully. But at the end of the day, you're smarter than us because you speak two languages, and I'll die on that hill, okay?
We'll take the compliment.
Done, and I'm done with that. Thank you for calling, Leticia.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
We'll see you out shopping.
Where would you have someone who spoke two languages and not think they were incredibly bright? Where? And everywhere. Yeah. But I'm just pointing it out.
Well, that's another conversation.
Because that's fair, because I know some dumb people that speak two languages.
You know what I'm saying? That's a different conversation.
Real dumb, but you get what I'm getting at. Anna is calling in next in Milwaukee, one of our regulars. We've been doing all
this late night. Morning.
Anna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Somebody texted in. Julie in Oak Creek said, my husband says escape instead of escape.
Escape.
It makes her crazy.
I used to ask questions instead of ask them. And sometimes I still do ask questions. I ain't going to lie.
Anna, what do you mispronounce?
Okay. I'm Italian, so I speak two languages too. I do the word mirror. I have to really think about it. Otherwise, I want to say miro.
Oh, she can't say.
Because of the W's there. So.
Mirror is an intense word if you really break it down for a second. A
lot of R's in there for no reason.
Yeah, mirror.
Yeah.
Mirror.
So you want to say miro.
Yeah.
Is that an Italian word?
No.
She said, no, I got no idea why, actually.
Like, zero reason other than it doesn't work for
my
me.
Brain
my
don't
brain
don't brain.
Fair enough, Anna.
Yeah, and then my husband, I'll make you guys even laugh. My husband, the word herb, he wants to say herb.
Herb, like Italian herbs and spices.
Wait a minute. You know where, dude, you know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going, dude.
She was talking about spices, Allie.
And then now I'm talking about spices. Okay, so there was a guy in this building, Gary Ellison. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
Shout out to the legend.
Who was on our sports station, and he had to read something. And what did he say? Herb? He could not say herb. It was the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
He read a whole thing where he said herbs, and I was like, Gary!
You know what?
Do you remember that? We played it on the air for years. We were dying.
Is that a southern thing?
I don't know what it is, but he's like, herbs and vegetables. We're like, that's not the word.
That's
the
soft age.
But here we go again.
That's my husband. Every time he says herb.
He can't say verb. He says herb.
Herb. Her mm-hmm. husband and yeah. Gary, your best friends.
Maybe. Thanks for calling, Anna.
Have a great day.
Right, thanks.
Bye.
Nicole is in Sheboygan. Last but not least. Hi, Nicole.
Buenos dias.
Hi.
What's the word you're mispronouncing?
It wasn't me. It's my mom. When she was around, she would always say batteries instead of batteries.
She said batteries.
I would always catch myself once in a while going batteries. I'm like, oh, because my mom always said batteries instead of batteries.
Batteries instead of batteries.
Well, there's three syllables, and she's making it two.
Right.
Batteries. Uh-huh.
But she would say
batteries. I catch myself once in a while saying batteries, and I'm like, my mom's been gone for almost 5 years, and I still, to this day, catch myself saying batteries, and I'm like, batteries.
It's just her and your heart going, nah, baby, it's batteries.
Nah, baby,
say it right now, it's batteries.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, that's a good one. Thanks for calling.
You have no problem. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Somebody texted in and said, one of the first times I met my husband's parents, I pronounced tartar sauce like tartar sauce, and they still make fun of me to this day. They also say I'm so fancy like Allie.
Oh,
tartar sauce.
Is it cicada tartar sauce? Chill out, bro. Get out of here.
Gosh. I could not. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.